In this world, we tend to analyze everything. People like to analyze God. What is God? And the whole point isn't about analyzing God. Liberation, enlightenment, tranquility. That's not the point, to analyze these things. How do I get to it? Analogy time. When you are thirsty, do you need to analyze water? Or do you need a way to get to it? Just keep it simple. And if I feel the thirst, if I feel thirsty, then I don't want descriptions. I don't want analysis. All I want is, how do I get to that water so I may quench my thirst? That's the point. That's the point. To quench the thirst. All that we do, we do because somehow we think it will benefit us. I could say, make us happy, but then people go, well, really, you know, there are certain people slit their wrists. Did you think they'd do that so that they would be happy? Well, maybe they do that so that they can put an end to their misery. And they think maybe that will make them happy. But I'm just going to say that somehow they feel they will benefit. All that we do, going to the moon, space exploration, mapping the bottom of the ocean, flying a kite, bungee jumping, learning how to cook, inventing new airplanes, inventing new technologies. Somehow we will benefit. The question, and you know, we have a bad habit, and that's why the question begs to be asked. We tend to go into things without ever looking back and saying, well, did this really benefit me? We just want to go. No, new invention. One time, I went to this electronic store, was walking by the area where they had all these video cameras. And you have been to these electronic stores in America. And sometimes they have the label, everything, but there's no camera there. So the person I was with, I pointed out to him, I said, look, this is the latest technology. They've been shrinking the cameras, and they've gotten to this latest model. It's so small, you can't see it with your naked eye. It's there. It's just, you don't know if it's there. So my point is just this. Do we look back and say, yes, this is a benefit? I have benefited from this. We change. Sometimes the only change we want in our lives is the change that will stop the change. So if I need to change, I will change so far that it doesn't make any changes. That's the change I want. And so, we move forward, but never look back at what we have done. And has it benefited? Who are you? What are you? I look back. I have seen pictures of me when I was a baby. I ask myself, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Did he die? See, it's a weird question. Because I know that that baby was me. And I am alive. But the weird part about it is, I don't look anything like that baby. So looking from here to there, where'd he go? Where'd he go? What an illusion. Who are we? We think we are the sum of all those things. And yet that was just a snapshot. One snapshot in a person's life, which only now I can begin to appreciate is never constant. That a picture of me 2 years from now will look very different, and 3 years from now will look very different, and 4 years from now it will look very different. That I am constantly changing. I don't perceive the change. But I am changing. So who are we? With a singular quest to better ourselves. Very unlike a machine, but very much so a machine. With a singular quest to better itself. To evolve, to move forward, to improve. Upon all that that can be improved. Make it better. Now, here we are today. And this is very different to come to a place where you hear the true possibility of the ultimate betterment of a human being. Not mankind. Not of a country. Not of social belief. But of a human being. Not through religion. Not through doctrine, not through ideas, not through concept, not through voodoo foodoo, not through hearsay, not through repetition, not through the sheep effect. But for every individual to explore and find the beauty within. And all that's asked is clean the table. That's all. All that's asked, before you taste this dish, clean the plate. I will tell you a story. Once two ants met, little ants, and one ant lived on a hill that was made out of sugar. The other ant lived on a hill made out of salt. They met, "Oh, where are you from?" "I live on the sugar hill." "Sugar hill? What is sugar?" "Oh, it's this wonderful sweet tasting thing," describing. The ant from the salt says, "Well, I've never heard of that. I'm from the salt hill, and we've got this salt, you know, salty, and you eat it, it makes you thirsty. And oh, but this sweet stuff sounds pretty good." So the ant from the sugar hill said, "Well, you know, why don't you come over one day, and you can come and taste it, see if you like it." So the ant decided, "Hey, that's a pretty good idea, new taste." They decided on a date. The date came. The salt ant was going to be on its way. "I'm going to this sugar hill. What if I don't like it? What if it is terrible? Then I'll be hungry. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to carry some salt with me. In case I don't like the sugar, I'll have the salt." Put the salt in the mouth, took off. Arrived. "Hey, how are you doing?" "Oh, I'm good. I just can't wait to taste the sugar. Great, great. Here, taste it." And put the sugar in the mouth, chewed on it a little bit, and said, "Tastes just like salt." "So really?" "Yeah, it tastes just like my salt. There's no difference. I guess, you know, you call it sugar here. We call it salt there. It's the same thing." This other ant said, "I don't think so. Open your mouth. Let me take a look." Sure enough, in the back of the mouth, there it is. The salt said, "Let me have that." Took out the salt. "Now taste it." Unbelievable. So different. So amazing. So incredible. Love the stuff. I'm moving. All this was not to be had the salt remained in the mouth. That's why, clean the table, clean the plate, and taste this. as it should be tasted. Taste this, not mixed with something else. Taste this, so you will know what its flavor is. That's all. This is not a blend. This is about you. This is not about your accomplishments. This is about you, you being alive. Look, I don't care what you think. I know one thing. And this is so simple. It is so simple, it is so simple, it is so simple, it's almost ridiculously simple. And it is the coming and the going of this breath is the most amazing thing happening in your life. What? It isn't my new job. It isn't my new wife. It isn't my new husband. It isn't my new girlfriend. It isn't my new dog. It isn't my new hairdo. It isn't my new nails. It isn't my new dress. It isn't my new house. And no. So what do you think? Well, there's a lot of wonderful things in this world. Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of beautiful sceneries in this world. Beautiful mountains, beautiful clouds, beautiful lakes, beautiful oceans, beautiful beach, beautiful palm trees, beautiful fruits, beautiful flowers, beautiful birds, beautiful animals. But you do understand, you can only see, feel, touch, smell those because there's this breath that is coming in and out. Without that, you could shove as many flowers as you want up a person's nose and get no response whatsoever. So what is good for you? Do you know? Oh, before you give me an answer, which I don't want, I just want to remind you that when you were young, very, very young, you did know what was good for you. But you didn't think of it that way. You just went about it. And what was it? You just wanted to be happy. You really didn't care about anything. Just wanted to be happy. That's all. Simple thing. Just wanted to be happy. Didn't matter if you were born in a poor family. And it doesn't matter if you were born in a rich family. Just wanted to be happy. Then, and I'm not going to get into it, what happened? Because a lot happened. Slowly, a lot happened. And I see it. And it irks me, but I can't do anything about it. Slowly and slowly and slowly, the attention was diverted from happiness to becoming a slave of this world. Not passing judgment. You were being tempered. so that the world will be able to withstand you and you will be able to withstand the world. Responsibilities, discipline, ta-ta-ta, get it done. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And you were not being disciplined into what was your innate feeling right off the bat before anybody got hold of your brain. There's a lot of ideas that are piled up on your shoulder that are not yours. They were placed there by other people. God knows why. We love to pass our ideas. This is what it is. 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 Others? Let go. What is your idea? The same idea that you've always had. Wouldn't it be a great idea to be happy? That's your idea. And you don't have to let go of that. So much of what we think is our inventions, our brain, our capacity is just barely reaching the minimal mark of the animal kingdom. And yet, at least most of those creatures feel free to do what they have to do. With all our inventions, we are so trapped that we have even forgotten our basic fundamental desire to be content. So I go place to place and I say to people, your fundamental desire is the desire to be content. And they go, wow, what a message. I love this message. And what do I speak of? I speak of the very innate and fundamental things common to all human beings on the face of this earth. That's all. In your life, you need peace. In your life, you need to be content. In your life, you need to be happy. In your life, you need to feel like that child again, that you were, that you are. That no matter how many turns you have taken in your life, how many changes have happened in your life, those fundamental things have not changed. Discover. And if you have to discover anything, then discover that thirst. I don't know if you've figured this out. Maybe you have. Certain things make you feel really good. And if you had to make a list of all those things, guess what will be on the top? Peace. Peace makes you feel the best. Watching a good movie, that can make you feel okay. Comedy make you feel okay. Some people like massage. That can make them feel good. Some people like to eat ice cream. Makes them feel good. All these things that we do in our lives to feel good, peace makes us feel the best. Contentment makes us feel the best. There are things in this world that have got strings attached. Contentment doesn't. Peace doesn't. People fall in love and they go, oh, this makes me, I'm in love, I'm in love. 2 months later, I hate that person. And it all just reverses itself. I feel so bad. But peace is not like that. Peace is good. And where is it? In you. It's already in you. It's already in you. The water flows under your backyard. Let me show you how to dig a well and access the water and quench your thirst. I'm not asking you to build a well in my yard. I don't even want you in my yard. I'm not asking you to build a well in my yard. I'm telling you, please build a well in your yard. So whenever you get thirsty, you will have access to that water. You will be able to quench your thirst. That's it. That's it. And that's it. And that's it. Don't ever go thirsty. There's a beautiful water in that well. Throw the bucket in. Pull out the water. Quench it.